This is TWiT.
So apps, you know, are an important thing in home theater. This antenna point is one. I got an email from Andrew in Duluth, who was looking for an app for a phone that would let him set up his TV. We've talked about this in the past, where you have five basic controls in virtually all televisions. They're called brightness, contrast, color, tint, and sharpness. And usually I recommend a Blu-ray disc or something like that, because you have to show certain test patterns on the screen in order to set those controls properly. But this guy, Andrew, wanted to know, can I do it from an app? Do I really need a Blu-ray? And the answer is no, you can do it from an app. THX offers one. It's been available for a couple of years now, called THX Tune-Up. And it's super cool, actually. I've used it, and it's really great. You have to – it actually generates its own test patterns from the phone. It's available on iOS or Android, and it generates its test patterns from the phone. And you think, well, wait a second. You got to get those test patterns over to the TV. And you can do it one of three ways. You can either get an HDMI adapter. So on an iPhone, you'd need a Lightning to HDMI adapter, and that would cost you something, and then an HDMI cable over to your TV. Better is to use either an Apple TV or a Chromecast. Mm. It can wirelessly send these signals, these test patterns, to the Apple TV or the Chromecast, which is presumably already connected up to your TV by HDMI. So that's how you get – that's the better way, in my opinion, to get the signal over to the TV. And it has step-by-step instructions of how to connect it. It lets you specify what your display is. And then it gives you picture adjustments and even some sound adjustments, which are pretty cool too. Sound adjustments are really only, do you have the speakers in the right locations? Do you have them connected upright? Is the left speaker really the left speaker, and the right, and the center, and so on? And do you have them connected up in the right phase? Those are the only two tests in this. But this app is really meant more for picture adjustments. You can, for example, make sure that your aspect ratio is set correctly. Have you ever seen you've gone into somebody's house and their TV is set up in such a way that people look fat, right? That they kind of look distorted, kind of stretched in the horizontal direction. They don't have their aspect ratio on their TV set correctly.
They got a big aspect. I understand.
They got a big aspect. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can set that up properly. You can then – the most important one, in my opinion, is the one called brightness, which sets the – what we call the black level, or where the black level of the TV is. If you set that too high – the TV looks washed out and kind of wimpy, and it doesn't pop. The image doesn't pop. If you set it too low, you get your low-level details, things in the shadows. You know, as you're waiting for the bad guy to pop out of the shadows, you can't see anything. It's all just a blur or a blob, a black blob. So you have to set that properly in order to get the best possible picture. I think it's the most important setting in your TV. And with this THX tune-up app, you do that. You set that. You set the contrast, which establishes the white point, the highest white that you can reach, and then the color and tint, which you normally don't have to set. I want to make this point very clear. Modern TVs, the color control is really the saturation. And if you set it too saturated, it looks pretty cartoony. And grass looks like it's fluorescing. And you really don't want that. If you set it too low, then everything looks, again, very dull. You can set it to the point where you have black and white. You have no color at all. So you want to set that properly. But most TVs, out of the box, the color control is set properly. Same with tint. If you've played with the tint control at all, you know that it kind of goes from magenta to green. And so people can either look too sunburned or they can look sick. And you want that to be properly set. But again, this is an interesting thing about digital televisions. In the old days, in analog TVs, CRTs, you remember CRTs? that control could be set improperly and you would need to adjust it. But with digital TVs, it's essentially perfect out of the box. You normally don't have to play with it. Now, the one control that they, or the one test pattern that this app doesn't have, and I would recommend that they add it, and being an app, it should be easy, right?
Yeah.
Is sharpness. And most TVs, when you get them out of the box, the sharpness control adjusts whether or not there's any edge enhancement or digital signal processing on the signal, so that edges, sharp edges between one color and another, or between a bright thing and a dark thing, are they well defined? Well, if you crank that too much, they actually get a little halo around them. This is called ringing, technically. And most TVs, the sharpness is set too high. So one of the first things I do when I look at a new TV is get the sharpness down to zero or close to zero. And that's usually the best setting. Sometimes when you set it to actual zero, it softens the picture, and you don't want that. So what I typically do is go down to zero and then inch it up, you know, click it up one tick at a time, another tick at a time. Why, if it gets a little sharper, great. And then I move it up to the point where I start seeing these halos around sharp edges. And really looking at a test pattern, a particular type of test pattern, it makes that easier to see. And then I back it off until I don't see those anymore. I wish this app had that one thing, is the one thing I would wish it has. But
now, how much is this app, and what's its name?
It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, just download it from THX. It's called THX Tune-Up.
And is it iOS and Android? And Android. You don't actually get it from THX. You get it from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. But if you search for THX Tune-Up, and then I see there's an iPad version, which would be very handy.
Right.
I don't have to look at a shrunken picture on the screen.
Exactly, yes.
Now, you're a professional calibrator. You're putting yourself out of business, dude. I guess you're not being called to a lot of houses right now.
I'm not being called to a lot of houses these days. No, that's absolutely true.
So do this, and then later call Scott and get him to come over and check your work. Thank you, Scott Wilkinson. TechHive.com.